Oh, good afternoon, Audio Boo. Hydrogen here again. So I've come for a lunchtime stroll to the Licky Hills. To a spot called Beacon Hill. So, Rick, if you're listening, from all one word, we've got a Beacon Hill as well. And this hillside provides one of the finest views of Birmingham you'll ever see. So I'm standing, just approaching there. Small, it's like a mini castle. It's like a top scope. It's designed in like a small Roman castle type thing, I suppose you'd call it. I'll try and take a picture of it. So on the top there's a top scope, one of those circular things that describes the landscape. So looking north now, right across Birmingham, so I can see the city centre, and I can see Frankley Beaches, I can see it's across the Clent Hills, and the Wasley Hills. See the M5 in the distance as well. Now I could look out to the Black Country. See Howell's Owen and surrounding areas. And right across to the right I can see Sally Hall. It's an absolutely fantastic view. So let's have a look at this top scope, see what we can describe. So if I look due north, it's telling me I can see the Derbyshire Hills. So yeah, you can see right in the distance, you can definitely see an outline of hills. Then if you look northeast, it says we're looking to Derby, Nottingham. Past Birmingham, right up to a place called Bardon Hill, Lichfield, Cannock Chase. And then we're looking slightly left, we're looking towards Stoke. And we've got Dudley in the right in the foreground, Wolverhampton, Cannock Chase, the Reeking. Can't see any of that today because it's too hazy. If you look towards the west, on a clear day you could see Welsh Pool and the Longwynd, Clear Hills, Clun Forest it says. And then if you look southwest, looking towards Malvern, the Black Mountains, Monmouth, and down to the River Severn. There's quite a lot of trees looking southwest, you can't see a lot. In the south, we're looking towards Cirencester, Evesham, Breeden Hill, Cheltenham, and across to the east, Rugby, towards Northampton. Leamington, Warwick. I often come up here just to take in the view. There's so much to look at in the sky. Wondering where all these places are. course, in the foreground, we've got what was the Long Beach car factory, which is now 90% demolished since the demise of the Rover Group. So that's where my MG was born. Now, I've been up in the winter and I've actually seen planes coming into land at Birmingham Airport. That's how high up we are. Doesn't say how old we are actually. It's just going to be overcast now, which is a nice breeze up here, so it's the heat of the day. It's been temporarily gone away, but it's a nice breeze. It's always breezy up here though, because we've got high up. So I'm just going to wander down to some of the benches and we'll have a sit down. It is a fantastic view. So we'll just go and have a look at the benches, see what we can see. So I've arrived at some of the benches now. And I was listening to a boo by Phil Sorrell, a Stardock gambler, and he was found a bench with a name plaque on, remembering somebody who at the time we thought had passed away, but it turned out that they were still very much alive and they bought their own bench so they could enjoy it while they're alive, which is a damn fine idea. So I'm sitting on one in memory of Ian Busby. Loved by his family and friends. So I don't know who Busby is, but or was. Sit here on his bench and have a look at the view. So peaceful up here today. Overlooking Lick Hills Golf Course and the suburbs of Rednall and Longbridge. See, right over into the city centre of Birmingham, all the tall buildings we can see. It's the old Joe, University Clock Tower. You can see the BT Tower from here. We've got, there's about five ways, there's a thing called Alpha Tower. So it's looking kind of north-northeast. So that's over to Derbyshire. What a beautiful spot. So I think I'm just going to sit here now for a bit, taking the view. Enjoy the stillness. Just hear the faint roar of the M5. So that's again, thank you for listening. I'll speak to you all soon.